Man, are you tired of mediocrity in your Christian life? Are you done with society's moral decline in the name of woke? Are you looking for answers? Here on this site, you'll get the truth, God's Word, and the rock upon which you can build your future. You'll be encouraged, strengthened, and pointed to the only book that is truth, the Bible. Is society experiencing good change or just moral decline? For sure, moral decline, and some of the change could be good if we just ask the right questions to probe the heart of the issue and look in the right place for the answers. I agree that there is a systemic problem. It's just not racism. It's an eye problem. As a society, we've lost our focus, forgot why our forefathers left their homes for a better world. The tyranny of the English throne got to the breaking point, and brave men and women finally said, enough. The freedom to practice religion as we choose was one of the driving forces behind the decision to get on the boats. Some will say that was then, this is now, times have changed. Well, that's true. However, just because we're on a slippery slope, a societal moral decline, doesn't justify turning our backs on the one God who for nearly 2.5 centuries has blessed our nation beyond any before. Our systemic problem is also an I problem, WIIFM, what's in it for me, has poo-pooed our communal value system and replaced it with a self-centered, me-at-all-costs mentality. Actions have consequences. Good actions, good consequences. Bad actions, bad consequences. We do have an enemy. It's just not our neighbor, not the illegal alien, and not those people who look and sound different than us. This enemy would not only harm us on earth, but his diabolical goal is to lie us into hell, where the Bible says, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Luke 13:28. He's the one fanning the flames of hatred, dissatisfaction, jealousy, and more, all with one purpose in mind, to destroy you. The thief, Satan, comes only to steal and kill and destroy, John 10:10. This site is committed to one purpose, spreading the good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1:15. Jesus finishes the verse I just mentioned about the destroyer by saying, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. If you're not experiencing the abundant life that Jesus offers, and I don't define that as health and wealth, but love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22, don't wait to see how bad it's going to get. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. I encourage you to come back to this site often. You will be challenged and told the truth, not to condemn, but to provide a standard, a mirror, to check your progress. See you soon.